Okay, new sugya. So the Gemara tells us Tana Hamalve es Chaver Stam Einar Hashal Tovo Pachos Mishol Shim Yom Sabra Rav Hana Komed Rav Meir Lemeimah Hani Mil B'Malve B'Shtar Do Ovid Inish To Tarach To Kosa Shtar Botzir Mitolsin Yomei Aval Milva Alpe Lo. And the Gemara says not so fast. Amar Chavivi Echad Mil B'Shtar Vechad Mil Alpe Etc. Okay, so let's stop here for a second. And the Gemara suggests we have a halacha hamava bechaver es chaveru stam. Is you're not allowed to be tovea him pachos mishol shim yom. So step one, the Gemara says maybe that's only by a shtar, not by a milval pen. If that's true, I know there's a chazaka. I understand the chazaka. Chazaka. Ain Adam Kosev Star Batsimi Shloshim Yom. Basically, a person's not going to hire a lawyer, hire a draftsman, hire someone to write the document if it's not of a meaningful duration. I get it. What then is? So what's the idea that the Gemara is saying? What's the concept that the Gemara is saying? There's a concept over here. There's a principle. What is the Gemara saying when it says this statement, Stam Hava Shloshim Yom? And especially when it's specifically by a milva b'shtar. I don't care according to who. But what is this? What is this halacha? What is this halacha? Yeah.
No one is generally going to make a loan for less than
3 years. I heard that. I said that. The Gemara said that. Therefore what? Therefore what? Yeah. Therefore what? Therefore what? What does that mean? What does that mean? Star Stam Habaz Shloshim Yom. Therefore, we're getting into their heads. What is their das? We're getting into their heads. What do they mean here? If I ask them on the document itself, what's the term of the document? What's the term of the loan? What's the answer? No, that's not the answer. The term of the loan. There is no term. So we need to figure out there's a lacuna in the document. What is the term of the loan? So the Gemara is telling you that since they went to the trouble of writing a star, what's in their head? What do they mean? They meant it to be a 30-day loan. That's what they meant. And now, this star has an imputed term of 30 days. There's an imputation of term called 30 days. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we mean by umdana. Umdana means, an oimer is a guesstimate, an estimate. We kind of get into their heads. What is their das? Their das is 30 days. And therefore, this is a contract for 30 days. That is the first stage of the Gemara, the split between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. Then the Gemara says, no, there's no split. And this halacha also will be by Milva Alpeh. And then it cites a price. How do we know this? How do you know that Hamav Zchir Stam and Rosh Hashanah Tov Pachos Shoshim Yom? Ech Rav Bashtar Vech Mil Apeh. And then the Gemara cites a Pasuk. Or Malay Dixiv Korva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShmita Mimash HaShnever Kanash HaSheva In Yodei Shnas HaShmita Elamat Lomar Shnas HaShmita Lo Melocha Yei Shmita Acheres Shikazu Ve'ei Zuzu Hamav Zchir Stam Shnas HaShanah Tov Pachos Shoshim Yom Demamar Shoshim Bashona Choshuv Shona. So the Gemara wants to know a source for milveh stam havas shloshim yom, and that's going to apparently incorporate both milveh baal peh and milveh bishtar, and it comes up with a source, and it cites a pasuk, karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. That's superfluous. That's redundant. That's a double lashon. So the Gemara says there's two shmitas in the world. There's one shmita that's called Shnasa Sheva. And there's something else called Shnasa Shmita. What's referring to Shnasa Shmita? Stamava. Aye. That's not a Shana. The answer is? A Chodesh is called a Shana. Shoshim Yom is called a Shana. What is this second model that the Gemara cites to of Stam Hava Shloshim Yom? What's the second model? It's a mini Shemitah. There's a Shemitah Kitana by dint of Gzeras HaKosuv that says that within 30 days of a loan, there's an Isser of Loyikos. Just like Shemitah Gedola cancels debts, it inhibits the Malveh from collection. So there's a mini Shemitah, which is 30 days, that inhibits the Malveh from collection. Are we getting into their heads? No. What's the source of this? Gzeres HaKos. Gzeres HaKos. Now, so what I'm suggesting is, there are two models to understand this halacha. Model number one is umdana. We're getting into their heads. That's clearly the havi of the Gemara by Star. Could it also be true by a milveh yes. Alpeh? Also could be true. Milveh Alpeh also is that when I loan money, I'm assuming that I'm going to give it to you for, and you're borrowing it for a reasonable time. What's called reasonable? 30 days. And we're getting into their heads. Alternatively, no, we're not getting into anyone's heads. Gzeres HaKosuv. That there's something called Shemitah Ketana, which inhibits the Malveh from collection in the first 30 days. Good? Excellent. No hints. So, what I want to do is just elucidate these two approaches to the sugya with one, two, three, four nafkamina. Four nafkamina. The first nafkamina is by far the simplest. The simplest nafkamina. After my nafkamina, I will entertain questions.
No, I will.
After the nafkamina. Because the nafkamina is going to clarify. Okay? So there is a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Heimer Aleph that establishes a chazaka. And the chazaka, Mr. Dresner, is like this. Is if a person has a fixed term loan with someone, chazaka ein adam pareh chovo tov zman. So if I lend you, Jacob, money for 6 months, and after 6 months I say, pay up. And you say, what do you mean? I paid you a month ago. And there's no evidence either way. Normally speaking, when I'm tovei you for money, hamotz mechaver lavha, right. Are you denying that there was ever a loan?
No.
You're not denying the loan. You're just saying I paid early. So we have a chazaka. If you paid early, you better prove it. Because people don't pay loans early. Does that sound like a reasonable chazaka? That's reasonable chazaka. Shad is as follows. We have a stam halva, shloshim yom. And after 30 days, I come and say, pay up. And he says, I already paid 10 days ago. Does this chazaka on Ein Adam Pareh Chovo Tok Zmano apply when he says he paid the loan on day 20, 10 days early? So, Rov Rishon, the Ritva, the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch all say, we'll look at Shulchan Aruch, they say, Hoder min chazaka Ein Adam Pareh Tok Zmano hanu davka bekoveh zman, aval bestam avo, af al pish zmana shloshim yom, Neman lomar pratika betok shloshim yom. You'll be believed if you say, I paid early. Why are you believed if you say you paid early? Because, does this have a term? Does it have a term? It doesn't have a term. Now, if you look at the Rashba source C, the Rashba quotes our Gemara, and then he says, he quotes the Ramban, he says, Stam alva, even though Stam alva shloshim yom, the chazaka does not apply. And then he says, but velule, last line, velule sha'amra ga'on zal, if it weren't for the fact that the Ramban, my Rebbe, said that this chazaka will not apply, hayiti omer dehu hadin bistam halva. I would have said this same halacha in a stam halva. Meaning, you loan someone, stam, says the Rashba, what's the halacha? Will a person pay a stam ava early? The Rashba says he doesn't pay it early. And if chazaka, ain't other than pay a tol smato. What brings the Rashba to that conclusion? What is the Rashba's position?
He says
that a stam hava, does a stam hava have a term? Does a stam hava have a term? According to the Rashba, does a stam hava have a term?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it has a term. Why does it have a term? Because we go into their heads. And in their heads, what did they mean? They meant 30 days. Did they write 30 days?
No.
No. Did they mean 30 days?
Yes.
Yes. So there is an imputation of 30 days. Once you have 30-day imputation, so then does the halacha apply? Does the chazak apply?
Yes.
Chazak in a pareh, because this is a it's a 30-day loan. It's a 30-day loan. But according to the Ritva and the Ramban and the Mechaber, who says there's no such chazaka, how do they understand Stam Hava Shol Shem Yom? They understand it's a Gzeres HaKosev. That what? What is the Gzeres HaKosev? That there's a din of Shemitah Ketana. What is the din of Shemitah Ketana? That Lo Yigos will apply, and the malve is prohibited from making a premature claim. He's not allowed to make a claim. Is this a 30-day loan?
No.
Not per se, but the malve cannot make an early claim. That's a schus that Torah gave the loven. But it's not a 30-day loan. The mela, will the chazak apply?
No.
The chazak will not apply, which is, in my opinion, the ritva l'shitase. Because if you look at the ritva, a one-line ritva, at the beginning of the sugya, so the ritva says, what is the rationale for this idea? The eiza shmita ikazu, perush, shedome lezuk sas below yigos, she'ena yachol tova pachon yisol shem yom. The ritva is telling you that, yes, this halacha is based on a shmita ketana, and the shmita ketana, lo yigos, will prohibit you from making a claim, but it doesn't mean that it is a 30-day loan, and as such, the chazaka will not be applicable. Okay, that's nafkamina number one. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay, nafkamina number two. I'm going to skip over here. I would like to learn with you a long ritva. So open your ritva. And the ritva and other rishonim are done in the question of our sugya is about what topic? Stam halva. But what about a stam she'ela? You go to your neighbors and you ask them, can I borrow your lawnmower? And they say, sure, no problem. You can borrow my lawnmower. They lend you the lawnmower. 10 days later, they come back and say, can I have my lawnmower back? And you respond, no way. Stam she'ela shloshim yom. I get 30 days on your lawnmower. Can you make that claim? So this is the discussion in the Rishonim. The Ritva is found on page Lamed Tes. Lamed Tes, first column. So the Ritva writes as follows. I'm in the Mikan, first word on the line, Mikan Mevi Mori Hara'ah. I'm going to learn the Ritva fast, okay? Let's learn the Ritva fast. There's some rise in and out. Interesting Ritva. Mikan Mevi Mori Hara'ah. Raya L'divei Rashi Zal Shesover Shedavka Stam Malve Shol Shem Yom Lefi Shenitna Lohotzav Lohadja Be'eni Aval She'elas Kalim It's a fundamental difference, says Rashi, between Halva and She'ela. When it comes to Halva, what are you lending? What are you lending?
Money.
Money. And when you lend money, what do you expect the borrower to do with the money? Use it. Do you expect to get the same exact $100 bill back?
No.
No, money is fungible. You expect him to use it, to spend it, to invest it, And then at some point you'll get it back. Stam avos, shloshim yom. But when it comes to kelim, what kli do you expect to get back? The same exact kli. And as such, you're not going to give him the same duration of time in order to keep it, because you want to get your object back. It's an understanding. And therefore he says that we don't assume stam she'ela is shloshim yom. Okay. Ela, unless you're mefurish, and yes, they say zman yadua. And then he brings a raya, interesting raya. Is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. If you say halveni, asila mechtaf. If you say halveni, you're going to come to right. Hashileni, lo asila mechtaf. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why halveni, lo mi, you might write. Hashileni, you're not going to come to right. So says the Ritva Taima, Mishum Dalveni. What does halveni mean? Cash. If it's cash, how long do you have it for? 30 days. That's a long time. So you might come to, you might actually forget. So you're going to come to write it down, write an IOU. Hashileni, he can get it back anytime he wants, and therefore there's no concern. That is the raya that Stam She'ela is not Shloshim Yom. The Rabbeinu Tam deflects the raya. Okay? He deflects the raya. It's not a slam dunk raya. And then he says, how do I know Stam She'ela is 30 days? Because you borrow a talus. You borrow a talus. When I say talus, I mean a four-cornered garment. Do you have to put tzitzis on it? Do you have to put tzitzis on it? You're borrowing a talus. So the Gemara tells us that talus she'ula, putter from tzitzis, shloshim yom. The first 30 days, patur from tzitzis. Mikan va'elach chayeves. So what's the rationale? Where do you get the 30 days from? Vatam, mishum dimidaraisa, ena chayeves tzitzis, elach sushalo. Ksuscha. Rabbanan chiva b'shu'ula l'achas shoshim yom, l'fi shahola yachal etovo, umech zikididei. Aval tov shoshim yom, she'en hala yachal etovo, ukmina adina doraisa b'tura. In other words, there's a magic to 30 days. That's his raya. Ritva deflects the raya. Back and forth. Bottom line is, there is no bottom line on the question. It's a machlokes mishon, where the stam she'ela is shloshim yom. Could someone suggest a hesber whether stam she'ela is shloshim yom or not? Be mazbe with this machlokes. The raya is not going to be dispositive. Why might you argue Stam She'ela Shloshim Yom? Why might you argue Stam She'ela not Shloshim Yom? Why is She'ela different than Halva? That's what I'm looking for. Why is She'ela different than Halva? I think you could suggest two pshatim, and you don't have to clinch which side in the Chakir you're necessarily going with. Daniel. Therefore, I know you could give it back early. But the question is it payable? Can I demand it back earlier? You're saying something, but you're not saying it in an artful way. Yes, Naftali Waxman, Tchias HaMason. Wow.
Because money, you're not necessarily, you're trying to make profits, so you might lose or gain object. You're not going to, longer time you have it, you're not going to gain more money. So if you have 30 days to pay it back and he takes it back early, you might lose some profit that you might have gained. By an object, you're not getting any profit, so you won't lose any money from it. So
and therefore what?
Therefore you can take it back early.
All right, what these gentlemen are trying to say, they're trying, and I give them credit for that. The thing is there an umdana by she'ela? By money we can say, and that's what Rashi brings up right in the beginning, by money we can say, when I give you money to borrow, my expectation our shared das. I'm not interested in the loan if you can ask it back for me in 10 minutes. I want to use the money. I want to use it for a reasonable period of time. So by money, it's an umdina shloshim yom. Because I'm using the money, I'm spending it, I'm investing it, I'm doing something with it. When it comes to she'ela, one can make the argument, you don't have the same umdina. Why don't you have the same umdina? Because a lawnmower, adarabah, the lawnmower, my umdina, I'm lending you a lawnmower, I expect you to give it back in 30 days. On the contrary, I got my own lawn. If it's an object that is not being invested, it's going to be returned be'en, the umdina is... Umdina, the assumption, is not 30 days. Adarabba, there's no umdina. So you can clearly make a distinction on the umdina side of things between she'ela and what? And halva. What about over here? Could you make a distinction on this side of the equation? Yes, Yehuda.
You could say the belief goes like, not pressuring him. It's the same type of thing, like, get the money back early, which he might not have, versus the
clothes. I need a little sharper. Rabosai, if you look at the end of the Ritva says, umishmu osenu, from our sugya, it sounds like ledivrei Rashi, that you should make a distinction between she'ela and halva. Why? To krod the shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. What's that talking about? Rabbi said, what does shvias cancel? What does shvias cancel? It cancels loans. It doesn't cancel borrowings of objects. It cancels loans. So therefore, if you're using Zeres HaShava, Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita, B'milver, V'lo B'Sheilas Kelim, Dumya, D'Shmita. D'Shmita's Atzma, Ena El, B'milver, V'lo B'Sheilas Kelim. So the distinction, it's not a mini Shmita. There's no such thing as Shmita when it comes to objects. It only applies to Halva, not to She'ela. So the distinction between She'ela and Halva is going to be reasonable according to either side in the Chakir. Okay, we go Beiter and Shas. That's issue number two. Issue number three. It's a beautiful, beautiful Bach. Beautiful Bach. Famous and beautiful. And the Bach wants to know, putting it all together for us, what would be the din? Listen carefully. In the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, on Chof Elul, I borrow cash money in a stam halva. I borrow cash money, cash, halva, stam halva on the 20th day of Elul in Shnas HaShmita. So when is the loan going to be due? The loan is going to be due when? On Chof Tishrei, 30 days later. What am I asking? What's the question that we're asking? Does Shemitah cancel the debt? Why would you say Shemitah does not cancel the debt? Yes?
If you assume it's 30 days.
If you assume it's a fixed 30-day loan. So what's it analogous to? What's it analogous to? It's analogous to a halva for 10 years. And in a halva for 10 years... Oh, stop it. Don't be such an amor. This is like... Are you serious? Come on. Don't embarrass yourself. So what's it analogous to? It's analogous to a 10-year loan. A 10-year loan that what? That, what's the din? Ein shvias meshamtasa. Why? Because in year 7 there is no lo yigos, there's no chov. What are we saying over here? If it's a 30-day loan, so then when Shemitah hits at the end of at the end of Elul. So what's the din? There was no chol, and therefore ein shvias mishan tasa. Which side of the board is that? That's Umdina. That's Umdina. But if you swat, get there is a loan. It's not a 30-day loan per se. There's an iser of Shemitah Katan. But there's a chov. Will the chov now be canceled at Shemitah?
Yes.
The answer is yes. This is actually a machlekes between the Bach and the Ran. So let's just see the Bach and the Ran inside. This is source 4a and 5. So the Bach writes as follows. Umikom akam b'stam halva shil shloshim yom. If you have a stam halva of shloshim yom, shvius mishametes b'sofa v'afil lo higia adayim shloshim yom dekarin be'lo yigos. Why? Didavka b'malve lizman kavua lo karin be'lo yigos v'achimucha b'rambam. Okay, he quotes a Rambam. We'll see that in a sec. Sheshachat es apar v'chilk al dasha hayom rashana shamot shvius v'nis aber el v'nimtzol hayom so shvius avdu adam sorry avra shvius alachov. Etc. Says the Bach, unless you're koveya zman, like a 10-year loan, shvius is going to cancel. What's the Bach's vision? Is there a difference between if I establish a loan to be 30 days, or stam halva? Are those different? They're different. So the Rash for the Bach is on the Shemitah Ketana side of the equation. Who disagrees? So there's a Ran. The Ran of Masechet Shabbos, we saw the Gemara 2 days ago, but now let's see the Ran's explanation. So it's Yantif. The Yantif Rosh Hashanah, and everyone needs fresh meat. But I got a big behemoth in my backyard. I can't eat the whole animal, so what do? I shecht it, I butcher it, and I distribute it with the expectation that people are going to what? Pay me back. Okay? They're going to pay me back. Now watch this. Hashoyken is a potter of a chilka. Lelokim, kedev shos makatsabim, shalonu. Vibra Rosh Hashanah, shemitikila shasha shmitis, shminis. It's Rosh Hashanah, the eighth year, which is Motzei Shvius. Im hoya chodesh meubar. If the month of Elul is a what? Is a pregnant month, that is to say, meaning it's 30-day month, so in such a case, that the Eidim come in, Amin Cholamala, Shnog Mayom, Kodesh, Lomacha, Kodesh, Mitzakon, Rabbi Yashom, Mitzakai, Vafakav, Denogin, Kedush, Biyom, Shloishim, Cholhu, Vemishana, She'ovra, Venimtsa, Dechaydish, Edel, Elul, Me'ubar, the Ikkadush has Yom Tabiyom Lamet Aleph, who Lemnos Lachatash Lamar, then became Shekane. Nimsa, Halva'a Sha'asa Biyom Rishon Hashana, Shayse Besov Shvius, Ushvius, Misha Metes Beso Fa. The Imchilka Biyom Shayn Shashana, Eda Mashamit, the Moses Shviusi. Umide Ka'amar, Vimhaya Chodesh Me'ubar, Mishamit. So what is Shemitah going to have? Is Shemitah going to cancel it? Is Shemitah going to cancel it? Shemitah's going to cancel it. Shemitah will cancel it. So he says, interesting. Yesh Raya leperish Rashi. That what? Because what are you giving? What are you lending? You're not lending money. You're lending meat. So is that a she'ela or is it a halva? It's a she'ela. It's a she'ela because you're lending meat. I'm reading the Ran. It's a she'ela. And yesh raya leperish Rashi. De ha'she'ela ein la zman. Ela kol emas de boy matzi tava. Anytime you want to collect it, you can collect it. Because Stam She'ela is not Shloshim Yom. You can collect whenever you want. If you can collect whenever you want, will Shemitah cut it off?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you can collect whatever you want. D'i yesh lo zman. So what's the implying? But let's say you held Stam She'ela was Shloshim Yom. Let's say you held not like Rashi, that Stam She'ela is Shloshim Yom.
Then it wouldn't cancel.
Then it would not cancel. Why wouldn't it cancel it? Because he's holding, it's got a kvias Zman of Shloshim Yom. And Mamela, it's like a 10-year loan. Shvius is not going to cancel. So what are we saying over here? Is that the Ran's position, if it was a halva'a, for example, if you lend money, stam halva'a, what would the Ran tell you? Shloshim Yom, and Shvius would not cancel it. A core, fundamental machlek is Ran and the Bach.
How does Lo Yugos fit into the Ran with this whole thing?
He's saying that since...
Because there's no Lo Yugos.
Since you can't collect anyway, why can't you collect anyway? Because it's a 30-day loan. That's a fixed-term loan. So once it's not a subject Lo Yugos, when Shemitah would be canceled, when Shemitah will cancel a debt, the debt survives. Okay, Yafet. Do you see what a can I make a pedagogical point? I want to make a pedagogical point. I made a mistake on Yom Kippur, so I just fixed it in Shir. The mistake was I put the Ritva on She'ela as number 6, and this Machlokes Ran and Bach as number 5. But to truly appreciate the words of the Ran and the message of the Ran, you have to see the Ritva first, understand the Machlokes about She'ela, then you can go ahead and appreciate the Ran. So I fixed my pedagogical error in the Maram Komos in Shir. Now, last point. Can I have the Rambam?
How many
I just did 3. We discussed Kovel Chazaka Korech Chovetosmano, where there's a Chazaka by Stam Alva in Modern Prayer Chovetosmano. We discussed She'ela and how She'ela would play itself out. And now we're discussing, if you have a loan, a Stam Alva that crosses over, that straddles the Shnas HaShemitah. And now I want to bring up one more point. Rabbos said there's a Rambam in Hilchos Malve Velove, 13:5. This will be number 4. Naftali, you're my hero. You're my hero. I totally mean it. Naftali came over to me today, and he said, basically, I'm not going to, for his shidduch purposes, I want to make sure that, that he deserves a great shidduch. Great shidduch. That's not totally wax. Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. Hilchos malveh lova yud gimel hey. Hamalveh es chavero v'kava lo zman leparo. You lend money to your friend. You set a time. Eino yachal etavo ad sof hazman. You're not allowed to collect from him until the end of the time. That makes sense. You set a time. You can't collect early. Okay, then he says, watch this. Ustam milve shloshim yom bein bishtar bein al peh bein al mashko v'im hisne sheyitva because man sheyirtze yesh latovo biyomo. If you make a tnai that you can go ahead and collect from him anytime you want, then you know what you could do? You can collect anytime you want. Why? Shitznai mamonu. Shitznai mamonu. Because it's a tznai when it comes to a monetary matter. And if it's a tznai when it comes to a monetary matter, does it's not work? It's not work. I have an obligation to provide clothing to my wife. If we make a deal, I say I'll marry you, but I'm not supplying clothing. Is it a good tznai? It's a good tznai. Why is it a good tznai? Because tznai mama. I went to park my car in a lot in Manhattan. I paid $50 for 10 minutes, and they gave me a little ticket so I can get my car back. And I read the back of the ticket, and it said, "We are not responsible for theft, loss of property, basically nothing." I said, "What are you talking about? You're a shomer sachar. I'm paying you a lot of money for you to watch my car. You're responsible for Gneva Vaveda, for Gzela Vaveda. You are responsible." So you had a big fight. I'm telling they're responsible. They say nothing. No, we're not responsible. And they said, "If you want to take your car elsewhere, take your car elsewhere. But if you leave it here, we're not responsible." Can they make such a statement when the Torah says they're chayvim Gzela Vaveda? The answer is yes. Because it's a tnai mamon. A tnai, even though the Torah says X, you can make a tnai mamon. The sukkah we just learned. You can't say there's no shmita, but you can go ahead and make a tnai that I will not be mishamei. Tnai mamon works. Tnai mamon works. 1 second. Says the Rambam, can you tell the guy, "Listen, here's money, I'm making an arrangement that I can collect from you in 7 days' time. Can I collect in 7 days' time? I give you money, and I have an arrangement, I can collect from you whenever I want. Can I do it? Why can I do it?" So what does the Rambam say? Why can I do it? Because it's a tnai mamon. That makes no sense. You know why I can do it? Because that's a contract! Because it's not a stam avah! Stam avah, shlo shim yom. But if I say I'm going to collect in 7 days, why can I go ahead and collect in 7 days? Because it's not a stam havah. That's what I would have written. Not because it's a tnai mamon, but because it's not a stam havah. It's a 7-day loan. Or it's a loan payable on demand. That's not called stam havah. It's payable whenever I want. That's not what the Rambam writes. Says the Brisker Rav, the Grizz. And if you want to see it inside, which you should, it's right here. Says the Brisker Rav, this is a raya that the Rambam holds one side of this chakir. The Rambam holds that there's a shmita katana. Shmita katana. But just like a shomer sachar can contract out, since it's the tnai mamon, so here there's a din, a halacha, a gzeres hakosef, that the lova, the malva cannot make a claim for 30 days. Not an umdina. It's a din. But what kind of din is it? It's a din mamon. And therefore, how can you go ahead and extract your way out of the din? It's not because, a meeting of the minds. And no, this it's a stam avah, stam avah shoshim yom, because shnas hashmita. But since it's a tnai shel mamon, what can you do? You can contract out, and then the Brisker Rav says, "I'll give you a raya. I'll show you a raya. Malve velove 26:2. And he says over here, let's say a malve loaned money to a loive, and the loive can't pay. Doesn't have any money. But there is a guarantor in the picture. Lo matzal anachasim. So now the malve goes to the orev. Says, "You owe me money." Does the orev owe money? See what the Rambam says? Eino yachol lihipara min ha'orev ad achar shloshim yom. The orev gets 30 days to pay. Where does 30 days to pay come from? Where does 30 days of pay come from? So the answer is, it's not because of umdana, the answer is, any person who's got a liability, based on shnas hashmita, from the beginning of that liability, you get 30 days. And that's the halacha of karva shnas hashmita. What would the Arif have to do with anything? The answer is, That says the Briska Rav is what the Rambam is getting at, and Kazu Hore Hamorim, etc. And then once again, he says if there was a Tznai otherwise, okay, that's a Tznai Shebe Mamon. But otherwise, even the Orev would get 30 days. Ad.
I can't say.